Feels like we need a drum roll or a trumpet fanfare or something, because theater season kicks off right now. And we, in the course of this hour, will spend time with two major players in town, and that little, in about half an hour, Civic Theater. And right now with Modern Theater, and in this case, Modern Theater, Coeur d'Alene. Good morning, George Green.
Good morning, Vern. Thanks for letting us be here.
Well, certainly. It's what we do and what we need to do, because the theater scene just keeps exciting me and growing and improving. And you've watched it. You've been part of it. You've been a player. And I don't know, what's your elevator speech about theater in our area?
It continues to just start the momentum of it is thriving, and to see so many theaters working in collaboration, seeing so many theaters doing more and more product out there, for me is always a bonus. And you know, there are probably arguments that, gosh, is there too much theater for a community of this size? And right now, I think we're in a really healthy place. So I think all the theaters are, and we're finding ways to work together, to schedule things together, and you know, Civic getting ready to open Catch Me If You Can, and I think there's an awesome Great Gatsby event around the corner that Coeur d'Alene Summer Theater is doing, if memory serves me correct. And there's just a lot of cool things happening. And then, of course, you know, we've got Other Desert Cities that's opening in the Spokane Modern Theater in just a couple of weeks on the 26th, and Rock of Ages opening this week. So I think people who are theater goers are really excited, because they get to stay busy and they get the opportunities to really explore and be entertained and be enlightened in so many different ways and so many different levels of theater. And those people that are wondering, well, what is this theater community about, and starting to kind of pay attention to it, are given the opportunities to really be exposed to it. So it's a cool time.
And if you and I do our jobs well enough, people turn off their computers and get in their car and go out and see a play.
Shut off those phones and just really, yeah, just live a little bit, right? Yeah.
And so the quick overview of how you choose an opening musical as we work into Rock of Ages. What are you trying to accomplish with a bang at the beginning?
Yeah, I throw a dart and we see what lands. You know, we just try to mix up the season as a whole. This show, Rock of Ages, is really an experiment, to be honest, as an artistic director, and it's going pretty well. You know, it's not a Sound of Music, it's not an Oklahoma, it's not a Les Mis, where you think you got to have that big blockbuster out of the gate to kind of fund the rest of the momentum. And granted, that's true. you really wish you could have that. Okay, we need the big kickstart. But Rock of Ages is going to give us a really nice leap, a good foundation financially. But for us, kind of changing who we are and giving a variety of new shows for people to see. I mean, we've seen enough of the Sound of Music and enough of the Oklahomas. Yes, we'll still do those. I'm not saying we're not. We are going to do those shows because we love them. We have Anything Goes coming up, you know. Mm-hmm. But a show like Rock of Ages is just an entertaining show. It's a show that you just don't need to go, okay, am I going to be sad when I leave? Am I going to be depressed? Or am I going to have a whole lot to think about? I thought, you know, no, let's just put something up that is going to be a blast, that's going to be fun. And whether you love 80s rock glam bands or whether you hate rock and roll, you know, it really doesn't matter, because once you sit in this show and you experience the party that it really is, you're just entertained. And that's what we wanted to do this fall.
And with any luck, it'll have a good beat and you can dance to it.
If you know the songs, I guarantee you will be singing along and rocking out. If you're afraid to, halfway through the show, you might catch the bug, because it is just a high energy show that is, it's been the most fun as a director that I have ever had. You're in Town is a close second, because it's that kind of quirky show where they break the fourth wall and they communicate with the audience, and they want the audience's energy to be a part of them. And that's just always fun to do.
I bet the best way we're going to learn a little bit more about Rock of Ages is by encountering a little bit of it. And we have some anxious singers and actors in there waiting to go. What's with the song Waiting?
Well, Waiting, originally done by Foreigner. And that's, you'll find out that Rock of Ages is just pretty much a mashup of tons of originals. Waiting is basically Drew, who's being played by Brendan Brady, got his first date with Sherry, who just arrived on the L.A. Strip, and that's being played by Quinn Vira. The entire show is narrated by Dan McKeever, and he plays Lonnie, and you'll hear a little snippet of him kind of telling you what's going on there in the middle of it. But this is their first date on the top of the Hollywood Hills, and I think you'll kind of get the idea of what happens as you listen through.
Actors in the studio giving us Waiting from Rock of Ages, which opens this Friday.
So long, I've been looking too hard, I've been waiting too long. Sometimes I don't know what I will find. I only know it's a matter of time when you love someone. Yeah, really love someone.
It feels so right, so warm and true. I need to know if you feel it too.
Maybe I'm wrong. Won't you tell me if I'm coming on too strong?
This heart of mine has been hurt before. This time I wanna be sure.
I've been waiting for a girl like you to come into my life. I've been waiting for a girl like you. Loving will survive.
I've been waiting for someone new to make me feel alive.
Yeah, I'm waiting for a girl like you to come into my life.
I still can't believe you're opening for Arsenal. This is so cool.
Yeah, I owe it all to you.
No! You owe it to Wolfgang Van Colt.
Actually, it's Von Colt.
Oh, sorry. Drew, I have a confession. I'm actually kind of nervous.
With me?
Yeah.
Don't be. It's cool. We're just a couple of friends, staring at the stars, drinking wine coolers. No pressure.
Oh, yeah. Friends. Guess that's true.
Oh, man. He's gonna be kicking himself later for that friend crap. The curse of the nice guy. You see, you think it's a smart play. Ease them in with friendship. But the fact is, what they really want, what's really going on in that head?
Time is it?
8 something?
I totally forgot. I told Mark I'd cover his shift.
Oh, okay.
I'm such an idiot. Look, Sherry, I think you're really rad. And not that dumbass Rock Against Drugs rad, but rad.
You too, friend. I've been waiting for a boy like you to come into my life.
From the show Rock of Ages, which opens this Friday at Modern Theater Coeur d'Alene, we were hearing Quenvira as Sherry and Brendan Brady as Drew, and then the voice of the narrator, Dan McKeever, who came in a little bit later into that discussion. And so clearly we're getting some good 80s speak already into this. And let's bring you in first, Brendan, because you have kind of a neat role. Who are you and how do you fit into this show? Oh, I didn't mean Brendan. I'm sorry. I meant Dan McKeever.
Brendan.
I'm looking at the wrong list. Okay, yeah, Dan McKeever. You're the narrator. Talk about that.
I am the narrator, but I also play a part in the show as well. I kind of go back and forth between the character of Lonnie, who is the sound guy and main technician for like the bourbon room, which is the main facet of where this whole entire show is taking place, amongst other various locations around the Sunset Strip. But then on top of that, I start the show. I bring everybody in to the Sunset Strip and just make sure everybody's ready to rock.
So in a way, that is this a double casting that was written by the playwright?
Yes.
And it makes sense because the sound guy is the guy that makes things happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're kind of the operative here.
Yep, absolutely.
In a way. And talk a little bit about the kind of people that you get to operate on or with. I'm going to make you talk a little bit about Sherry and Drew.
Okay. I actually, throughout the show, don't have a lot of interaction with Sherry. We have little bits here and there, but my main focus is my cohort Drew, who has actually been working at the Bourbon Room. My main focus is to drive him along and make sure that he gets to the place what's actually going to make him happy.
And Drew, I gather that you're kind of the up and coming budding almost rock star. Is that a pretty good description of you?
Yeah, that's almost nails it actually. That's
well, your first line kind of that song kind of gave it away.
Yeah, he basically wants to be a rock star. Basically, he works at this bar that a lot of bands were discovered at, and he's just hoping to kind of tag along on that kind of track.
Do you have any talent? Are you any good? I'm talking to Drew, not.
So he plays guitar. Drew plays guitar, and he can sing. Other than that, I mean, I'm sure he.
Do you have rock star vibe? Do you have the fire inside you of rock star?
Okay. Oh yeah. Throughout the show, he kind of builds it. Kind of starts off as this aspiring rock star and sees Stacey Jacks come in and kind of play a big part in kind of developing who Drew can be and become, I guess.
Yeah, there's a fun moment early on, a familiar number called "I Want to Rock." And so you see Drew, who's this—he's sort of this kind of insecure, goofy guy, and he wants to be a rock star. And he sees Sherry, and he doesn't quite know what motivates him and what moves him. And then he sees her in the corner, and he kind of finds his motivation about what he should be singing about and what moves him, and it's her. And so she inspires him for that moment, and then he breaks into this ridiculous "I Want to Rock" concert, which is kind of a dream state. And we see what he's going to become later. And Brendan does a great job as he goes through the show. And again, this isn't this deep involved plot by any means, but you see him develop throughout the show. And by the end, he becomes what that dream state was early on. We see the Wolfgang Von Colt develops. Right.
Okay, well, Sherry, we've been talking about you. Let's find out. Are you a simple one-dimensional groupie sitting in the corner, or being the pretty girl trying to give the rock star motivation?
Oh no!
What are you then?
Well, Sherry is just kind of this bright-eyed girl who comes to the Sunset Strip thinking that she can do anything, and I think that's.
Is she an aspiring actress?
She's an aspiring actress, yes, and. She just kind of has this thought in life that she can do anything she wants and nothing is holding her back because she's from Kansas, rural Kansas. And so, when she meets Drew, she just asks him what he wants, as simple as that. And I think that's pretty cool because sometimes you just need to, you know, go down to the basics and ask yourself what you want. And so she thinks she knows what she wants. She strays from that a little bit in the show, but she gets back to it.
And so that was the first date meeting we were seeing. And then the conversation I want to open up to all of you is that there's, one can say, a pejorative thought to rock jukebox musical. Is it just an excuse to hear a whole bunch of songs and have fun. And George, you've already a little bit alluded to this, but what matters? What matters? In what ways are we going to care about you three people as we see the show go on?
Well, I think that the music, yeah, it's a jukebox musical, and it is kind of an excuse to just have a lot of fun. But I think this music is so important to a lot of people. I mean, my parents, for example, they are going to lose it when they see it because they have all the memories of going to the rock concerts when they were younger. And I think that this show feels like a rock concert. And with the added storyline, it's just a really sweet plot. And I think the audience is really going to connect with it. And that's most important.
And the other two of you, kind of the same idea.
So, I mean, I know it's basically an excuse to have a bunch of 80s music pushed into one musical, but the storyline is hilarious. It is so funny. I had seen the movie prior to doing the play, and the movie wasn't as good as the play. I can say that much. The musical is just so funny, and I didn't expect it. It's every line catches me off glance. Every line backstage, I find myself laughing at, and it's going to be a great time.
Good, and talk a little bit about where this show came from. How long has it been around, George?
Well, it ran on Broadway, if I remember right, for about 6 years. It's the 27th longest running production on Broadway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you're in the top 50, that means you got some clout. You're doing pretty good. And that doesn't count, you know, the national tour, the Toronto run, the regional LA run, and then what's now still running on Vegas. And it was running simultaneously on Vegas and Broadway. And it's very successful in Vegas right now. It still sells out repeatedly. So it is a very, very popular show, although it still seems pretty darn new. Us being the West Coast premiere of it is a big deal because, you know, we're the first actual regional theater to get the rights to produce the show. And so it's an exciting thing to do for us because when you have a show that's still fairly new and there's not a lot of content out there for it, you really get to make it your own. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of other production companies looking at what we do. And it's interesting on our social media platforms, just the other theaters we see liking our production stills and some of our small video promotions. And the publisher has been very gracious to make sure they share our content with other people. So we're setting the groundwork for what the show might look like.
The show on Quest in Rock of Ages, which opens this Friday, runs for a full month from September 11th to October 10th. And the normal sequence is, once it gets rolling, is Thursday, Friday, Saturday night at 7:30, Sunday afternoon at 2. We have another song from this, a short song, more than words. Let's send our performers back to the other room. Zach Baker, the musical director for Modern Theater, has been playing the piano on the previous tunes, is going to get out his guitar now to do this. So again, George, how does More Than Words fit in?
Well, this is a moment where Quinn takes a phone call in the bar, and it's her mother, and then her dad gets on the phone, and you find early on that they didn't want her to leave Paola, Kansas, and so they're upset, and she hangs the phone up, and she's singing in reference basically to her family and her life. And then she starts to dream a little bit about, you know, who could come into her life to give her the love she's looking for. And Quinn Vira is just a talent that we're blessed to have. She is a graduate of University of Montana and just came by way of Arizona Broadway and Fort Peck Theater. So we're lucky to have her.
Okay, well, let's go to this song, More Than Words. Say, but if you only knew, more than words from this musical Rock of Ages, which opens this Friday night at Modern Theater, Coeur d'Alene. George, let's just take a moment to talk a quick overview of the two theaters and a few of the highlights coming up for you this next
well,
few
we
months.
Have a, we have a big season, of course, 14 productions that we're doing, 7 on each main stage, 7 in Coeur d'Alene, 7 in Spokane. Rock of Ages opening, really excited about Other District Cities, which was the most produced play of 2013. Bringing that to Spokane is a big deal. What a stellar cast Don Taylor Reinhardt has. That opens the 26th in Spokane. Wild Party. The Wild Party is a show I'm really, really excited about. That opens in November, I think November 6th in Spokane. Mandala Mancha happening in Spokane with a modernized version. Some really cool new productions that Stephen Dietz play, Last of the Boys. God, that's going to be gripping in Spokane. Over in Coeur d'Alene, we have Anything Goes as our main closer. Summer Encore is what I call the major dark horse of the season. People are going to love the show Dogfight. It is an incredible production next summer that we'll really close out the season with. We have a lot, and of course All Is Calm coming back to the Bing for four nights. That, you know, we sold that thing
right
out last
Christmas.
Year. Yeah, just before Christmas.
Yeah. Okay, let's quickly go to the actors and find out what each is doing. Dan, you've been here in several contexts in the past. What are you up to lately, and what are you looking forward to?
Really, I mean, it's pretty much just going to work and then going to work at the theater and then going home and going to sleep. Yeah. So not a lot of free time to do anything else right now. But no, I'm enjoying my time doing this show. Coming up next, we got Wild Party after that. So I'm really excited and looking forward to that one.
So good.
Dark, gripping show, and it's just going to be a blast.
So you're cast into more than this?
Yes.
This year. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Brendan Brady, you're new to us. Tell us a bit about yourself.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been doing plays and musicals at George for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm super excited to open this show this weekend. I do get a little bit of a break after this one, and then I come back for All Is Calm.
Did you do All Is Calm last season too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I did All Is Calm last season as well, so should be pretty easy to pick back up again. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Sure.
I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah. And we learned a little bit about you already, Quinn, but you went to the University of Montana. Are you from Montana?
Yep, I am. I'm from Glasgow, Montana, which is the complete opposite side of the state from Missoula. But I grew up doing theater. Our summer theater, the Fort Peck Summer Theater, I grew up doing that, and then just have been traveling and working this past year, and here I am, and I'm happy to be here. So
great. So you go from play to play and city to city.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good. Quinn Vira, the three of the cast members from this opening Friday night, Rock of Ages, at Modern Theater, Coeur d'Alene, at 7:30, and it's anymore we can Google anything, but what's the website address?
We're at themoderntheater.org, and you can find everything out you need there just going to themoderntheater.org. And before we close, I just got to give a big high five to Zach Baker and our band, because I got to say the musical arrangements to do a mashup kind of show that just doesn't stop and give you a chance to breathe is really difficult, and they are freaking fantastic.
Great. Look forward to that. Okay, thanks a lot. Final question. If I drive my 81 Honda there, will you give me a discount on my ticket?
I just might.
Okay.
If you maybe put a little shoe polish on the car that says Rock of Ages rules, and then we'll talk.
There we go.
All right.
Okay, Rock of Ages.